hard science, you know, the chemistry, the geography, the this, the that, that's judged by the kind of precepts you get taught in your physics, chemistry, things like that. Because the science has become such a political football.
Well, I think that there's, personally, you've got to look at it in the context of the economic system.
Well, one could have been suspicious of that.
The whole Bush administration spent on consultants. So I think there's any excuse to carry on just as we are. So that this whole leaking of the emails has been disgusting to me because they pounced on it, you know. And I think the economic system doesn't want to change. That's, to me, the basis of it. And because it doesn't want to change, it has a political representation that makes sure it doesn't change. So
they're doing something else now to upgrade that, which I agree with, and that is that if the general population wishes to have ecologically correct things, then start making money out of windmills, even to the extent of sticking them where there isn't enough wind. I'm not genuinely listening to a really pure science debate. They'll always be playing this. There is a set of things going on that's the politics being picked up. How do we get hold of and judge the actual science?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing is that science is peer reviewed. As I intimated, I think that one of the problems that has gone on over the last 6 months, say, is that we have to remember that the UEA computer databases and computer banks were hacked into. So people actually had a motivation for getting into there. And then selectively things were leaked. And I would say that Phil Jones and other people at the UEA are now regretting a number of the things that they said that they would now say that they were just private comments. Just in the same way that you might have a private conversation with somebody. But unfortunately, and this is the lesson that they're all learning, is that an email, once it's sent, can go anywhere. Yeah, exactly. And
when you're broadcasting, it isn't ever private.
Right, absolutely. I totally agree with you. So I think that's lesson one. I think that lesson two is that, as I said, if the glaciers are melting, then just say the glaciers are melting. Don't try and over-dramatise it just to try and get a headline in a tabloid newspaper. The third thing is that we have to go back to the principle of peer-reviewed science. And like what I would say is that fundamentally there is nothing wrong with what the IPCC has done. The fundamentals of what the IPCC is doing is that peer-reviewed science will stand the test of time, and the climate skeptic stuff that's going on at the moment, yes, we've got to take it on, yes, we've got to deal with it, but the science will win out. So that's point one. Point two is that we need to actually, as the UN is doing, is that they need to actually do a root and branch review of the IPCC and the methodology of that, of the way in which that peer-reviewed science is taking place. They need to get some of the people who might be regarded to people like ourselves as sceptics involved in that peer-reviewed work, so as they can see the depth and the range to which that peer review takes place and is in operation. The second thing is that we need to start doing some peer review of some of the claims that are made by the sceptics. No sceptic puts their point of view out for peer-reviewed science. They just trot it out. And they have, as Chris is intimating, they have got an economic driver behind why they are doing that. And very often the same sort of organisations and the same sort of economic development agencies that would have benefited from keeping people smoking in the 50s are now doing the same sort of thing with respect to climate change. So we actually have to have an